What are you looking for James Hansen to bring to the club?
Well, obviously he'll be looking to score goals and get on the end of things. He's, you know, he brings a lot of attributes to the football club. He's a tireless worker. He's a committed footballer. Obviously, he's a powerful, strong boy, and he's been part and parcel of Bradford City's, you know, rise up the division to where they are now, and their fantastic cup run. So, you know, he's good at what he does, and hopefully he'll do that well for us.
Has he been a target of yours for some time?
Yeah, he's been a player that's been on our radar. Good age. Out of contract in the summer, so the market is a difficult one in January. I don't think you look around and there's not a lot of activity going on, especially for centre forward. So we've managed to agree a reasonable deal with Bradford City. I think everybody, a lot of people know about James. His influence in Bradford City's results and fantastic cup runs over the last 2 or 3 years in being part of a team that got out of League Two and being at the top of League One gives us something different to what we've got at the football club, and comes into the game late, and we're looking forward to working with him. He's I think if you ask, you know, a lot of the managers in this division, you know, the type of player that he is and who's up there and who's one of the best, I think he comes into everybody's thoughts, and he's coming to our thoughts as well. As I said, it's a difficult market to work in. We have looked at different, you know, options. You know, do we go down the young one? No, I didn't really want to do that. I wanted to go down with somebody with experience that can help us in the second part of the season and can play in the division up if we are successful. And that's obviously what we're trying to do, and James can do that.
You mentioned that there's been an inquiry for Jay O'Shea. What impresses you about him? Why is he somebody that you'd like to bring to this football club?
Same, different, good player, good technical player, assists, creates, can score, plays in a number of positions, plays as a 10, can play off the left, can play off the right, knows the division. You know, it was important that, you know, the players that we have attracted know the division and know what they're going into in the second part of the season. I think sometimes when you get Premier League and Championship players signing for League One clubs, they don't really understand what they're coming into, and the young players. So, you know, all the players that we've signed, whether it's been Samir, possibly it's only Joe Riley, who doesn't really understand the division as much as the others do, but James and Jay O'Shea, if it goes through, do and have been successful in the division.
Should James and Jay both go through, is that it for Sheffield United?
Yeah, that's done. I think we've had two great transfer windows in terms of the turnaround of players and the squad where it is going forward, and hopefully if we get them two, then it's business done, and we can look forward to the second part of the season, the back end of the season, with a really good group of players that were strong in all areas, and the numbers are right and the team spirit's right.
What have you learned about your side over the last couple of games after a couple of tricky results?
I think we're always learning about the team. I thought the reaction after the Warsaw game was first class. You know, we took a hit against Warsaw for 20 minutes, and the reaction on Saturday was very good. A good performance. You know, we just need to keep pushing on. I'm just not going to stand still and expect things to happen. We need to keep pushing on. We need to be a little bit more ruthless in front of goal and when the ball comes into our box. So you're always learning position-wise, or situations that arise, and trying to make the players better as individuals and as a team.
And Fleetwood, what do you make to them? What are you expecting from them?
Yeah, they're a good side. You know, they've had an outstanding first part of the season, in a great position, gone under the radar on a good run, good players, experienced manager. Tough game for us.